dumb things.
It's stupid ass.
We've got better vision, we've got better ideas, and we've got better hair.
Uh-huh. Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Maybe dumb, but not so dumb. Pink. Pop star Pink says she is raising her kid gender neutral.
Mm-hmm.
I guess kids, but specifically her daughter Willow. She tells a magazine, hey, we're a labelless household, and last week my daughter said, my daughter's 6 years old, that she was going to marry an African woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought for a second she meant that her daughter wanted to marry like a black kid that she had class with, who they were friends with, but no, it's an African woman.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. Actually, how does she know this African woman? Has she ever been to Africa? The answers to all this seem to be, I don't know, and no.
Uh-huh.
But that's the culture that she has created in her household, and I think that's great. We are trying to raise our two-year-old son with as little labels as possible. We attempted to get him some dolls, not to force him into some, like, you know, cars dominated toy scenario, which would then point him to having to marry a woman later
right.
on in life. But that hasn't worked because he has rejected all the dolls that we've thrown at him, and he's way into the movie cars, and he loves monster trucks, and I'm taking him to a monster truck show at Vivint later on in the year.
Yeah, he is such a boy, like through and through.
Total boy.
Uh-huh.
And we do try and, I mean, we do want him to use the proper pronouns.
Uh-huh.
We do, instead of saying, oh, look, there's a person over there, we say, oh, hey, that's a guy or girl.
Right.
And we'd like him to address them properly until they say, no, well, I'm not a guy or girl. And then that will confuse him later on in life. But that's his
problem. But that's okay. He'll figure it out.
But, he's got a lot of construction stickers. Like, uh-huh. He likes doing the kind of, like, peel off and put back on stickers. And a lot of those that come prepackaged, we didn't have anything to do with, are guys who are setting up, like, safety cones or shoveling. And he's like, what are they doing?
Uh-huh.
And we will tell him that guy, but it could be a girl.
Right.
It could be a girl, even though it's clearly a dude. But it could be a girl. In practice, you will see girls doing this as well, setting up traffic cones, digging ditches, and moving large mounds of earth with their diggers. But a guy or a girl can be doing that. And mm-hmm. that's a little bit of our effort to create not to force him into any particular gender.
Right. I think that's great. I think it's great what you guys are doing. And he'll figure it out on his own, like you said.
I just want him to be free, if he would like to marry Optimus Prime later on. It's not necessary that he has to say that he wants to marry an African man, as long as he wants to marry Blaze, seems to be a guy monster truck. Then that's okay with us.
Very good. Good job, Fook.
All right, tell you what, let's take a quick break here, Lindsay. I know
okay.
you wanted to talk about Chris Pratt being a pervy dude. Maybe we'll do that a little bit later on in the show. And
sure.
Also, I know you want to know about Trump. Hey, where can you bump elbows with the dude? Our president's coming to town. Maybe you want to give him a salute of your own creation. We will let you know the details on that coming up in about 20 on Alt 101.9.